Greenup County's newly designated bike trails utilize existing roadways, creating a network between cities in the region and Greenbow State Resort Park. Bobby Allen is the executive director of Greenup County Tourism. He says a group effort made it all possible.
We kind of fostered this idea around a local organization with the acronym ACE, Ashland Cycling Enthusiasts. They're very active in our community, and they host rides at Greenbow Lake State Resort Park and all around the area for that matter. And individually, our cities were looking for some way to promote tourism.
Allen says the idea that started it all was from Don Sammons, now the president of the EK Bikeway Committee. At first, he just wanted to make walking trails at Keeneland.
But Don Sammons, who's the Raceland police chief, he kind of came up with the idea of a walking trail. Well, after conversations and some work they had done downtown, they kind of morphed into, well, how can we incorporate other cities? How can we make this grow and maybe in some way incorporate the whole county? That's when we thought about cycling.
Don Sammons says that led them in a whole new direction.
That's how I got connected with ACE, because I thought, well, you know, if we're going to have people ride bicycles through here, I need to talk to someone that does this all the time to make sure we laid it out right. So some of the ACE members come down and looked at it and said, it's great, but it's not long enough. You know, I thought 10 miles ain't long enough. What do you need? So they said, you know, to get a bicycle club coming in the area, you're going to have at least have 100 miles. So then we'd sit down and started talking with the bicycle club and other people, and we decided, well, we'll shoot for the moon and go for 500.
And that's what got them here today. Bobby Allen says the EK Bikeway is growing to encompass a huge area, expanding out of the county and using color-coded trails.
They're all color-coded. The orange route is in and around Raceland, the old Raceland racetrack, which was moved to Lexington and is what we know as Keeneland today. And then a green route that will incorporate Greenbow Lake State Resort Park, and it will go along the existing roadways out to Greenbow. We're going to incorporate downtown Russell.
Don Sammons adds they are using Greenbow State Resort Park to its full advantage.
We've tied in with the 25-mile off-road trails at Greenbow now, and we're also working with the Parks Department on getting 500 acres set aside out there to build a dedicated mountain bike trail.
Work is still continuing on the project. Allen says the committee is looking into grants to help fund it, but their overall financial situation is stable.
It's a slow process, but fortunately for us, it's not a very costly process because of the amount of interest that we've had.
When asked about the name, EK Bikeway, and the brand new committee that was founded to take the title, Allen says that again, they relied on the support and interest of the public.
What we did is we publicized in the local papers and radio stations the opportunity for the public to get involved and help us name the new bike system. And we had a bunch of responses, and that was one of the responses that we got. So that's the one we like, and that's what was chosen as the official name.
President Don Sammons says he thinks the EK Bikeway will continue to be a valuable addition to his county's natural attractions.
Northeast Kentucky, it's one place where you can actually come and you can go vacation in three states. You've got the High in West Virginia and Kentucky. It's an area where you can not only come here and cycle, but you can also kayak, you can boat, you can ski, you can fish, you can swim, you can horseback ride, you can hike, you can scuba dive, you can camp, you know, you can just about do it all.
Sammons says the bikeway will be a big tourist attraction while providing people a scenic way to improve their health. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Arlo Barnett.